981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter. Good morning and welcome. It's the Real Estate Show, and it's all thanks to John Flatt Estate Agents. It's Max here, and joining me as always, Sandy Warburton from John Flatt. What's on the menu today on the Real Estate Show?
We're going to have a bit of a chat about external building materials, just in colour format, talk about what's best and what's not, and keeping your house cool or warm for that matter.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing, just because it's become, you know, some things come up during the week and I think that's something I should be telling everybody about, access periods for landlords and their agents to rental properties. And particularly we'll have a quick chat about when something's for sale. Now, there is a bit of advice in here for tenants, for some of you that may not be aware. And look, you know, as an agent selling property, we could hide that sort of stuff from you and say, look, what they don't know, you know, but at the end of the day, I think that to explain what's, you know, all parts of the legislation, we've got nothing to hide. So give tenants the understanding of what their entitlements are when something's for sale, but also at whatever other time a landlord or their agent may need access to their premises that they're renting.
I think it's something we did cover last year, but it's something that people need to know because various people become tenants at different stages in their lives and what have you. But we've always talked about communication. That's one of those communication things between landlords and tenants and agents, isn't it?
Is indeed, completely.
So the paths of communication need to be open. Existing tenants in properties.
Yeah.
Now, there has to be implications for people who are buying property with existing tenants, for also the tenants as well. Maybe it's something we need to discuss at a later time, but I'm thought, does a new agreement have to be written up when new tenants come in, or when new owners come in?
Good thing you asked that, Max, because that can lead on to where we're getting to if we talk about sale premises and what the requirements are with a tenancy. So let's go back to the start and say that we are listing the property for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing that we need to do when we list a rental property for sale, so any agent or any owner that does it privately for that matter, they must give the tenant in the premises at least 14 days notice that the property will be required to be made available for inspection. Now, that's written notice that the landlord intends to place the property up for sale, and that that notice has to be received by the tenant 14 days before the first when the property is first made available for inspection by potential purchasers. Now, that doesn't mean that the marketing can't start a little earlier, but on the basis that we can't show anyone through until that 14 days. So it gives the tenant an opportunity to get organised. Now, if you look at the other end of that, Max, and somebody purchases a property that has an existing tenancy in it, does it need a new agreement? No, it doesn't, because the agreement rests with the property, and whoever's name is on the title is the legal landlord. What often happens is if there's a continuation agreement in place, and I know tenants hate hearing this, but new investor purchased the property, they think we might like to get a little bit more rent than what's here.
So
a new tenancy, if I were the tenant and agreed to that, I would want a fixed term, maybe for 6 or 12 months, to ensure it doesn't happen again too rapidly, at which time that tenancy agreement would be in the new landlord's name, of course.
Okay.
But tenants, to be clear, that a new owner doesn't remove you or get you out of your obligations under the tenancy because it's a different name. Your tenancy is over the property, and as I said, whilst a residential tenancy agreement or an RTA under the Residential Tenancy Act of 2010 will state who the owner is and that owner has now changed, that's immaterial when it comes to what your obligations are under that rental.
So you're linked to the property rather than to the owner.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're linked to the owner via the property.
Yeah.
So the property is the main thing. And again, it'll have a different name on it, but you know, if it's not sold, doesn't matter. Your agreement is still binding. Now, so we've talked about the notice period that you're required to give when you're intending on placing the property up for sale so that the tenants have adequate notice to have the property ready for inspections.
Mm-hmm.
We've explained what will happen in the event that the property is then sold and the new owner with regard to tenancy agreements. After the break, we'll have a chat about inspections and how they should be handled with sale properties. And if we get time, we'll talk about access to rental properties by landlords in any case.
I suppose it's different when you're inspecting a property that's got tenants in it and actually living in there, as opposed to inspecting a blank canvas, as it were, an empty shell of a building.
Well,